一回寝ちゃい込んでてきて、そのベッドバックで寝てきて、2回ロールと飲んで、アウトレースしたんで、Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda
Jaya
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Vita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda So today we're continuing our Chaitanya Charitamrita reading Madhyayoga chapter 21 entitled The Opulence and Sweetness of Krishna. That's 122 and 123. Samajnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakurandikam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svakadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna krishtaya bhutale srimati bhaktivedanta swamiti namine namaste saraswati deve gaurvani pracharane Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschakta Rishkarni Pantakalpa Tribhishta Kripa Sindhi Devita Patitanam Pavani Dio Vaishnava Dio Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadavar Kripa Sadhuto Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Internet has been hacked? Huh? The internet is working? Oh. Maybe push cards if you notice we have. Instead of those. Push them. Push them. Perhaps it's keeping them. Alright, so reading 122. Krishna Deki Nana Jana Kailan Meshana Mindam
Krishna
Deki Nana Jana Kailan Meshana Mindam Krishna Deki Nana Jana Kailan Sabashloka Pari Mahaprabhu Artha Pari Sukhe Madhurya Kare Ashwadam Translation. After seeing Krishna, various people criticized the blinking of their eyes. In Vrindavan especially, all the gopis criticized Lord Brahma because of his defect in the eyes. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and explained them vividly, thus enjoying the taste of transcendental sweetness with great happiness. Oh. Well, I think I'm not allowed on 24 is not the season. Anyway. Okay, that's 123. Yasyananam makara kundala taro karanam. Yasyananam makara kundala taro karanam. Raja chakola subhatam sadhira sahasam. Rajatakola subhagam sabhivasa hasam Nityotsavam natatukur kushiti tibantyo
Nityotsavam natatukur kushiti tibantyo
Yo Savamina Tatu Shivi Sivantyo. Najo Narasan Dita Pushita Mishta. Najo Narasan Dita Pushita Mishta. Dhananam Marsala Kundala Chavitarna
Yasyananam Kundala Chavitarna
Rajat Kapola Subhakam Sapila Sahasam
Rajat Kapola Subhakam Sapila Sahasam
Nityot Savamna Chakukur Pushidiki Bantyo Kupita Nishta
Mayo Narasya Mita Kupita Nishta.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Anybody chanting? Yeah? Go ahead. No, 123. Ah. Read the 123.
Festivities of joy.
Na, Satya Pool, satisfied. Dishibi, by the eyes. Sibantya, drinking. Naja, all the women. Nara, the men. Cha, and. Mudita, very pleased. Kupita, they're angry. Nimeh, that's the creator of the blinking of the eyes. Cha, also. Translation, translation, all men and women were accustomed to enjoying the beauty of the shining face of Lord Krishna, as well as his shark-like earrings swinging on his ears, his beautiful features, his cheeks, and his playful smiles, all combined to perform a constant festival for the eyes, and the blinking of the eyes became obstacles that impeded one from seeing that beauty. For this reason, men and women became very angry at the Creator, Lord Brahma. Therefore, this is a verse from the Bhagavatam 9.24.65. So we will go to Srimad Bhagavatam 9.24.65 for the purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, as stated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.3, manusyanam sahasreshi kaschidjitati siddhele vatatam apisiddhanam kaschin mam viti tattvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows men truly. Unless one is qualified to understand Krishna, one cannot appreciate the presence of Krishna on earth. Among the Bhojas, Krishnis, Pandakas, Pandavas, and many other kings intimately related with Krishna, the intimate relationship between Krishna and the inhabitants of Vrindavan is especially to be noted. That relationship is described in this verse by the words Nityotsavam Natatripu Dushidi Kudankya. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially, such as the cowherd boys, the cows, the calves, the gopis, and Krishna's father and mother, were never fully satisfied, although they saw Krishna's beautiful features constantly. Seeing Krishna is described here as Nitya Utsava, a daily festival. The inhabitants of Vrindavan saw Krishna almost every moment, but when Krishna left the village for the pasturing grounds, where he tended the cows and calves, the gopis were very much afflicted because they saw Krishna walking on the sand and thought that Krishna's lotus feet, which they dared not place on their breasts because they thought their breasts not soft enough, were being pierced by the broken chips of stone. By even thinking of this, the gopis were affected, and they cried at home. These gopis, who were therefore the exalted friends of Krishna, saw Krishna constantly, but because their eyelids disturbed their vision of Krishna, the gopis condemned the Creator, Lord Brahma. Therefore, the beauty of Krishna, especially the beauty of his face, is described here. At the end of the ninth canto, in the 24th chapter, you find a hint of Krishna's beauty. Now we are proceeding to the 10th canto, which is considered Krishna's head. The entire Srimad Bhagavat Purana is the embodiment of Krishna's form, and the 10th canto is his face. This verse gives a hint of how beautiful his face is. Krishna's smiling face with his cheeks, his lips, the ornaments in his ears, his chewing of betel nuts, all of this was minutely observed by the gopis, who thus enjoyed transcendental bliss, so much so that they were never fully satisfied to see Krishna's face, but instead condemned the Creator of the body for making eyelids that obstructed their vision. The beauty of Krishna's face was therefore much more appreciated by the gopis than by his friends, the cowherd boys, or even by Yashoda Mata, who was also interested in decorating the face of Krishna. So, this is a quotation from the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, as mentioned here. This is just practically at the end of the ninth canto. Actually, there's hardly anything in it. Two more verses. That's the last verse. Second to last verse. No. Two more verses. So, as described, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the embodiment of Krishna's form in the 10th canto of his face. First and second cantos are considered Krishna's lotus feet. So it's always recommended that once you start meditating on Krishna from his lotus feet and go up to the face, one gradually has to follow this process of meditation. And because one has to see Krishna according to his qualification, and one can't immediately think that he's become friend or lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called sahajya, when one becomes think very cheaply that Krishna is so easily attainable. Actually, Krishna is very easily attainable by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He's given us this chanting process. Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's giving freely this Krishna Prema. So this is actually, it's very contradictory seemingly contradictory how Krishna is so easily available, but at the same time he's very difficult to obtain. Just like here, Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse, Manushanam Sahasrishi, that out of thousands among men, hardly one even comes to the temple. And even amongst those that come to the temple, we can see everyone is not appreciating Krishna differently. Everyone is appreciating Krishna differently according to their level of faith and devotion. There's a very nice story I just remembered here while preparing for this. We were talking about seeing Krishna and how the gopis, they were so much absorbed in seeing Krishna that even the blinking of their eyes was a great disturbance for them. Because they were so absorbed in seeing Krishna, they didn't, they felt that it was clearly described. It's very short. Actually, the next verse, I was preparing also because the next verse practically is the same. I wasn't thinking that verse. I was looking, but there's more than one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam talking about this blinking of eyes being a big disturbance for the devotees. So not everyone is like that. There's actually a very nice story. Probably some of you are not familiar with the story of Mukunda. Mukunda was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew him from childhood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his childhood, he was not understood. Everyone could not understand that this is the Supreme Lord. He was acting as a young child, and later on he became a student, and he used to perform many pastimes as a student and as a, became also a teacher of grammar. And no one could understand. He was called the Chana Avatar, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was covered incarnation. He wasn't directly understood to be someone. Later on, somebody would address him as the Supreme Lord. He would cover his eyes, cover his ears, and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, don't ever call me like that. But actually, there's plenty of evidence found in the scriptures, and the devotees who could understand. The point is that only by devotion, bhakti mama bijananti vivanyas kasmitakrita, only by devotion can understand and appreciate Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is one devotee, Mukunda. He used to go sometimes to hear other personalities. He used to go to the practically Mayavadis, the speaking yoga, Vishishta, teaching different processes of self-realization. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time he performed what is called Mahaprakash Lila, where he manifested himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He sat down on the altar and he called all the devotees to worship him. And he also revealed the inner thoughts and desires and how he had reciprocated with them in the past. There was one Gangadas Pandit who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teacher at one point. And he was he was in a very fearful condition, afraid that the Yaganas were coming to arrest him, and he was waiting for some boat. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't you remember that boatman that came to save you and your family? That was me. And so similarly, this way, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I protected you when you were being beaten in this market, in the marketplace 22 times, 22 marketplaces. So the devotees, one after another, were getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this Mukunda, he was standing on the side, and all the devotees were saying, what about Mukunda? He's your very dear servant. You're not giving him any mercy? Said, I can't see this Mukunda. He goes here and there listening to different personalities that are not devotees. I'll never see him. Said, no, they went back to Mukunda and they said, well, we've tried to get him. Said, so they again, they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and again requested him, please, he's here, your dear servant, you have to give him your mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he's a great offender. I can see him after millions of births. So when Mukunda heard that, he was standing on the side. He said, oh, I can see him after millions of births. Haribo, jai, jai. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it like that, that he was patient enough to wait for millions of births to see him again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, come on, call him here. This is the qualification. Devotee should be very patient in his service. He should not think that Krishna is bound to accept me as his servant. But anyway, there's very wonderful exchange. After that happened, after Mahaprabhu I'll just read something from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's described. See, I declared that you would achieve me after millions of births, but you became freed from them within a moment. You are confident that my words are infallible. Thus you have captured me in your heart forever. You are my singer, and you always reside with me. I was joking with you because you are a proper candidate. Even if you committed millions of offenses, they wouldn't be considered offenses because you are so dear to me. You are my servant, and your body is filled with devotional service. I constantly reside on your tongue. On hearing the Lord's solacing words, Mukunda cried profusely as he lamented and condemned himself. So this is the Mukunda's prayers now. I am so wretched that I have not accepted devotional service. Since I am devoid of devotional service, how will I become happy by seeing you? Duryodhana saw your universal form, which some people search throughout the Vedas to see. Yet even after seeing the universal form of the Lord, Duryodhana, along with his family, were all killed. He did not obtain any happiness because he was devoid of devotional service. So this is it goes on actually, I'll read some more. The difference, Duryodhana, he saw Krishna, and here the gopis are seeing Krishna. So there's a big difference that Duryodhana, he had no devotional service. So as we say, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ye yatam ham papajyate, kamstataiva bhajami. He says, I reciprocate with you. How you approach Krishna, that reciprocation is coming. Not exactly like business exchange, but it's a natural exchange of friendship. That just like some devotees are concerned, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm not feeling any taste. Well, do you love your chanting? You love Krishna is in his name. Krishna is his name. You approach Krishna and he reciprocates. You approach Krishna with love and he will reciprocate with love. Because Mukunda goes on, I am so wretched that I have not accepted devotional service. This is the mood of a devotee. He's thinking, I have no devotion. I am so wretched. Since I am devoid of devotional service, how will I achieve love of God by seeing you? When you went to kidnap with me, all the kings saw you riding on the back of Garuda. During Abhishek named Raja Rajeshwar, all the kings saw your effulgent form. In the city of Udarba, you manifested your form that personalities like Lord Brahma desire to see. In spite of seeing your form, all those kings were killed. They could not achieve any happiness because they were devoid of devotional service. In your boar form, as a personification of sacrifice, you once entered into the water and held the vast earth on your tusks. The demigods desired to see that form of yours. Although Hiranyaksha saw that wonderful form, he did not receive any happiness because he was devoid of devotional service. His brother Hiranyakasipu also saw a wonderful and most confidential manifestation of the Lord who resides in the heart of Sri Kamala, Lakshmi. This wonderful form is known in the three worlds as Nrisimhadev. Yet even after seeing that form, Hiranyakasipu was killed because he was devoid of devotional service. I did not care for such devotional service, yet my head did not fall off. This is indeed astonishing. How were Kubja, the wives of the sacrificial Brahmins, the women of Mathura, and the florists all able to see your form? They were able to see you simply due to their devotional service, yet Kamsa was destroyed at the same place in spite of seeing your offerings. So it gives some contrast here that with all this personalities, Kubja, the wives of the Brahmins, and the women of Mathura, they were all felt great happiness on seeing Krishna's form. When Kamsa saw Krishna, he saw him as death personified. So this is the result of different ways of approaching Krishna. You can see Krishna with love, or you can see with Krishna with anger, or hate, or envy. Generally, material world means envy. Everyone wants to be competitor of Krishna. They want to compete. I want to be the best in whatever you want to do. Everybody wants to be the best, but Krishna is the best. We have to appreciate Krishna. He's so kind that in spite of so many disqualifications, however, we've been given this opportunity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the holy name Nityananda Prabhu. The wonderful songs there. Simply chant Bodha Hari and you can purchase Nityananda and his mercy. And what is that mercy? Vishaya Chadiya say Prabhu Chudahari now. But Arakabi Nityai Chan Karuna Hari. Kabe Hama Bhujava say Jugala Kutu. What is the name of this song? Arakabi Nityai Chan Samsara Vasana Kabe Kutu Hari. Get the mercy of Nityai manifested by this distaste that one, not distaste, but Kutu Hari. Vishaya Chadiya. That Vishaya Chadiya Serasimadhi. That is, the, you want to taste the holy name, you have to give up this taste for something else. You have taste for something else, therefore you don't have taste for chanting. Vishaya Chadiya, you have to give that other taste up, Serasimadhi. Then you can taste the sweet chanting of Hare Krishna when you come to the temple. I remember Srila Prabhupada, one class he gave in Los Angeles, I think it must have been 1975, he said that you have to appreciate that this deity, this is Krishna. Otherwise, if you don't appreciate that this is Krishna, you'll think sometime after my departure, he said that like that, he said that you'll think, oh, my Guru Maharaj is giving me a big burden. I have to take care of this statue. Oh, this is Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is form, Krishna is name. Atashi Krishna Namadi, Ma Bhagavan. We have to spiritualize our senses and we can appreciate this holy name of Krishna, this form of Krishna. And then we can actually enjoy what kind of happiness? We can't actually imagine in our state, I think, this state. Even we can see that so many great personnel. Oh my goodness, we've got so much time that people are talking. So Tyakvaturnama Sesha Mandala Patish, Trainam Sadatuchiva. That the Goswamis, they were great Mandalapati, they were great leaders in society. They gave it up. Tyakvaturnama Sesha Mandalapati. Trainam Tuchiva. Just Tucha means something and like very little thing. Tucha means very little. Even though they had great positions, they gave it up. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also was supposed to speak about his sannyas and yukta vairagya. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a great scholar in his youth. He was a big physician. People were chasing him for, I think we heard the day before, how he was top in his class in college, but he gave it up. He didn't want to, just like the Goswamis, Trainam Sadatuchiva, he gave up his big position, material position, in order to engage in preaching Krishna consciousness. You say, Yukta Vairagya, he took these verses, Rupa Goswami, the very important verses are there. Anasaktasya Vishayam Vataraham Upa Yungita. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Nuchita. When one is not attached to anything, but at the same time accepts everything in relationship to Krishna, one is rightly situated above possessiveness. The other verse is there, Prapanchikataya Bhujya. That, because spiritual life, people don't have, many people are very confused what is spiritual life, because they think spirit is something kind of ethereal or something like that. And spirit has nothing to do with anything of material elements. So it says, Anasakta means attachment. Anasakta sa vishayan. Vishayan means the objects of the senses. Anasakta sa vishayan. Without anasakta sa. Asakta means attachment. Anasakta sa means without attachment. Vishayan to the objects of the senses. Yataraham upayunjita. One should accept what is Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha? One should accept things how they are related with Krishna. One sees everything how it's related with Krishna, and therefore he takes the microphone. He uses it in the Krishna service. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he innovated in so many ways. He started riding in a car. This was unheard of because, I mean, first of all, there were hardly anybody had cars back then in the 1920s, 30s. How many people had cars? And what to speak of sadhus? How many sadhus had cars? He was a sadhu. He took sannyas and he was riding in a car. This was practically so revolutionary. But this is called Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Vichita. The other thing is there, prapanchikataya bhujya. Prapanchika means the material elements. Prapanchikataya bhujya is to understand this is all material. Oh, this is all material. This car is material. Prapanchikataya bhujya. Hari sambandhi vastina. But actually, this is Krishna's energy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kumira po nalo vayu kamano bhudi redacha. Ahankara itime atiyame bina prakriti asti. This is my energies. Separated energy, but this is my energy. And so therefore, even though prapanchikataya, we call it material, but hari sambandhi vastu. No moksha Murmukshabi Parityago, someone who gives up these things, Murmukshabi, he's got some idea of becoming renounced, he wants to be renounced. So therefore, Murmukshabi Parityago, he gives up these things. It's called Vairagyam Palgukata. This is called Palgukata, the immature renunciation. There's actually a river in India, in Patna, called the Palgu River. Palgu River, if you go there, you'll see, Srila Prabhupada said that, because I didn't get a chance. I think Patna, we might have joined to it. Maybe we did, actually. Palgu River is, they say, you just go there and you see it's like a river bed. You go there to Bihar? You went to Bihar? I don't know. So, anyway, from Mayapur to Vrindavan, we were driving back one time. I don't know if you went to. But anyway, you go there and you look, looks like a riverbed, just sand, with a little valley. But if you dig down just a foot or two, you'll see there's water. So this is called Palgu Vairagya, that you appear to be renounced.
What is that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita?
You appear to be renounced, but what kind of renunciation it is?
It's described by Krishna. Third chapter.
He says, one who restrains the senses of action. Karmendriyani samyamna, ya asvam asvam, indriyartam vimudatma, nityacharasa uchita. One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. So, renunciation, there's also another kind of renunciation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we spoke of the other day about Raghunath Das Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das that about Markata Vairagya. There's another kind of renunciation called Markata. I think Markata, I didn't have a chance, I think Markata is, means monkey. So this is a kind of renunciation. What kind of renunciation market are the monkeys do? They live in the forest. They don't have any clothes. They eat some fruits and berries. And they have engaged in so many mischievous activities, having sex with so many female monkeys like this. So market to Vairagya, if you can... very widespread at the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was beginning his preaching. There was so many sadhus dressed as sadhus, babajis, so-called babajis, that were engaged in their nirjan bhajan, going to some secluded place. In Bengali they said, dubi dubi jalakam. Dube Dube Jalpa. On the Ekadasi day, if you're fasting from water or anything, you take bath in the river. You go underneath the water and drink some water. Dube Dube means submerged. When you're submerged, you're drinking water. So nobody can understand, oh, he's fasting. But Dube Dube Jalpa. So the Babajis, like that, at this time, they were engaged in their nirjan bhajan. Nirjan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote one song, what is that? Dushtamana Tumikishera Vaishnava. Pratishtara, what is that? Pratishtara, by the way, nirjan era, I think that is. Kevala Harinam Tava. Table of Vaishnava. That he says, what kind of Vaishnava you are? You go in the secluded place and you chant with the desire for Pratishtha. You want to have some Pratishtha means some position. Somebody wants, you want some honor in society. You want to become, oh, he's just like Haridas Thakur, he's chanting so many rounds. Srila Prabhupada said sometimes he would have a disciple who was going in Mayapur, and he was living, he went to, oh, he's living in a tree now, Srila Prabhupada, chanting 64 rounds. Said he want, now he wants to do this. And Srila Prabhupada said, oh, immediately, as soon as he says, I want, he wants, this is even Maya. What about Krishna wants? See, this is the business of the devotee. What does Krishna want? And Prahlad Maharaj, he said like that, Prayana Deva Muniyo Svavi Mukta Kama. Svavi Mukta Kama. There's so many sadhus that go to this sacred, secluded place. Prayana Deva Muniyo Svavi Mukta Kama. Svavi Mukta Kama means they want their own liberation. Maunam Charanti Vijane. Vijane Naparartha Nishtha. They don't care. Naparartha Nishtha. They don't care for the welfare of other people. But this is not the mood of a devotee. Devotee, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he understood that this inventions, modern, so-called modern inventions, the car and the, what did he have? Cars and horse and buggy. Anyway, they had four cars in the Gaudiya Math. And they would use that for the preachers. The preachers were given Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he told the preachers that they were going to Europe to preach. They said, don't be miserly. You dress very nicely. You eat properly. And not that devotees should be niggardly about their eating habits. The devotees deserve all the best things. Then there are some examples that one time the governor of Bengal came to Mayapur. He visited Bengal. This is the extreme utility of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He arranged for one of the big hotels in Calcutta to host this governor when he came to Mayapur. They arranged for him to eat his meal with meat and everything. This was the arrangement that was made by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he so he suggested all these things that he supplied also the workers on the temple with their cigarettes and everything. And he suggested that they could serve meat at their programs, in their preaching programs in Europe for when they're preaching. And one of the devotees protested. He said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati replied, I decided all these things thousands of births ago. We have to do anything and everything for serving Mahaprabhu. So, Rupa Goswami also says like that one place. He says, Yena kena prakarena. Somehow or other, he says, somehow or other, the mind, Krishna Niveshaya, one should think of the Krishna, and we should get other people to think of Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also employed the printing presses, trains, and cars for traveling. It used to be that sadhus would just walk here and there. When he took sannyas, he was living very austere life. He did his japas. It was 1 billion names. He was chanting 10 years chicken. So he was living very austere, but then he took sannyas and he adopted the life of a gentleman. He took sannyas. Why he took sannyas? He had some Bhakti Prakash Swami, who wrote in this book that he gave a few different reasons why he took sannyas. Just like Lord Chaitanya took sannyas to attract people to his movement, because that time people were very much respectful of sannyasis. And he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also was introducing this Daivi Varnashram system. So in the Daivi Varnashram system, the sannyasis are the leaders of society. So this, he wanted to provide some leadership in this society. And he also, he wanted to uphold the status of those personalities who were his gurus, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He also took Babaji and Gaurakishore Das Babaji. They dressed in loincloths, just short, white, half duties like that. So this was like the dress of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were Paramahamsas. This is Paramahamsa. He does not have any kind of social position. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even though he was a Paramahamsa, he wanted to take a humble role as a first four different stages as a sannyas. So he was taking humble role of being in the first stage and showing how the personalities before him, they were on the top of the stage. And he also wanted to introduce his yukta vairagya. So actually when he took sannyas, it was actually this red cloth of a sannyasi and the danda that was not in current fashion in Bengal, especially, I mean, amongst the sadhus, no one was taking that like that type of sannyas, especially with danda and the red cloth of a sannyasi that we now have. Although, there is plenty of historical evidence that how the four Vaishnavacharyas, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Ramanujan, and Madhvacharya, they were all took sannyas. Prabodhananda Saraswati was a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also took sannyas, Sridhanda sannyas. So he's not introducing something new, but for that time and place, it appeared to be new. And this way he was an innovator. He had actually a brother, Ayusha Prasad. They became, he had some difference of opinion on this sannyas. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was preaching, actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was not even opening any temples. He was not, he didn't make temples. He had this idea of, he was preaching according to time, place, and circumstance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an acharya, and he was preaching because the people at that time, they didn't think that, they only saw that Babaji's, they were living in seclusion, in a little hut, straw hut. And Prabhupada mentioned that if I chant under the tree, how many people will come? Therefore, he built all these big temples. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also built these big temples. He built a temple on the bank of the Ganges, I think it's the Bhagavatar Gurgi Mathan. And he used to have guests, and they would take them out on a boat on the Ganges River to hear Haripata. So somehow or other, the Vaishnavacharyas, they figure out some means how to get people to Krishna consciousness. Atmavan manyate jagat. Because without Krishna consciousness, naitan vihaya, even moksha eko, they don't want to get their own means. They're not interested simply for their own benefit. There is no other shelter except Krishna. That is the conviction of the devotees, acharyas. Without Krishna, no one can be happy. people there, or they devise so many plans, how did you people Krishna consciousness? All of it, all of it stopped here, and it was a long term assembly. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? No? Okay. Shri Prabhupada ki, 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 Shri Prabhupada ki,